Welcome to the Road Ahead Cafe. Hang on to your hat and enjoy the ride, because you're about to get some powerful insights and practical hacks that will take your daily life to the next level. And now, here are your hosts, Rick, Frank, and Peter.
Welcome back to the Road Ahead Cafe. I'm your host, Rick Gabrielli, and I'm here with change facilitator Frank Vandenhorst and the mindful pathfinder Peter M. Fellows. In this week's episode, we're going to talk to you all about making and keeping resolutions. Peter, what are you going to be sharing today?
Okay, well, thank you, Rick. Well, one of my resolutions this year definitely is to continue to give myself the gift of you and Frank, your presence each week here on the Road Ahead Cafe. And that's presence spelt with a C on the end. Although I won't say no to presence with a TS on the end, that would be fine too. Well, audience, this week I've got a few mindful mental acts for making and keeping resolutions that work for me and might be of use to you. So I'll share those with you in a flash. Rick?
Thank you, Peter. All right, Frank, what are you going to share today?
The tradition to set New Year's resolutions, for instance, is the wish to do things better or different in your life and having the hope that your wish comes true. For instance, the promise I made for 22 is to look at the sunny side of everything in life and to make my optimism come true. Making resolutions is one thing, keeping them is something completely different. I'll give you a very effective strategy on how to make resolutions and how to keep your resolutions. Stay tuned.
Thank you, Frank. Guys are always so good at the strategies. You're always giving formulas and tips. So for me, experience is a great teacher. I think you have to know your own self and your brain. This is what I think about now, because once I figured out that I was different than other people, and this didn't happen in school, folks, it happened way after that, things started to improve a bit. So I think gathering data and then reviewing it can be one of the keys to either making and keeping your resolutions or moving on to something that I think might be even better. Peter, do you want to go deeper?
Sure. And just to let you know, Rick, that Frank and I have noticed that you are definitely different, but we're okay with that. We're fine with that.
We honor that even. We honor that.
Yes, we honor that. The difference. So, in mindful pathfinding, we always start with the present moment, because the present moment is your point of power. And in mindful pathfinding, we work mainly by asking questions and then watching to see what comes up. So my first step in making a resolution for this year was to ask myself, what's already in my life right now that makes me feel fulfilled, for which I am grateful? And then I ask myself, what can I do? That's the resolution, which will increase the level of fulfillment I'm already feeling in those areas. A resolution doesn't have to be something new. It doesn't have to be something broken. It can be a continuation or expansion of something you're already doing that you find fulfilling, something that's already working for you. So maybe in 2021, you started going out once a week and found you really enjoyed that. Make a resolution, if you like, to continue that. Maybe in 2021, you did something you've never done before, and that made you feel good doing something new. Perhaps you make a resolution to do more of that. Now, if you're like me, you've probably made resolutions before, but are you making the same resolution every year that you never keep? Isn't another name for a New Year's resolution your to-do list for the first week in January? You know, after that, who knows what'll happen? But what would happen if you didn't do the same old resolution that you always fail to do? What would happen if you made resolutions to do something more or something that's a natural extension of what you're already doing? That way, you're halfway there because you're already doing it. You're just going to do more of it. What I do try to do for myself, though, is to make my resolutions out of concrete, not out of rainbows. I try to make them specific because that's just the way my brain works. So instead of something like, I want to be kinder, which is sort of like hearts and rainbows and that. I might choose to do one good thing that I can write down in my journal about each week. That makes it very concrete. Or I might choose to practice loving kindness meditation once a week. Again, that's very, very specific, very practical. And that also makes it measurable. So you can see progress. For example, you might choose to take a bigger goal or resolution you have and break it down into smaller monthly steps. Seeing progress breeds resilience in you for when you have setbacks, you'll be able to overcome them more easily. And making your goal something that's within your reach in your mind that you know is realistic is very important. When you're talking about your resolutions, ask yourself, well, what are my values here? Why is it important to me to keep this resolution? What is it that I value in life or in myself that would be fulfilled by holding on to this resolution? And you'll be more motivated if the resolution reflects the values that are important to you. Ask how you feel if you hold on to your resolution. How does it bring more fulfillment into your life? And here's something that I mentioned in episode 3. See what happens if you choose what's called an interrogatory statement instead of what's called a declaratory statement. Is that clear? You got that? No. Ask yourself, will I do this? Instead of saying, I will do this. Research shows you're more likely to do the thing if you phrase your resolution by saying, will I do this thing, than if you say, I will. Wherever you can, paste people to your purpose. If other people factor into your resolution, then you've got companions for the journey, and they'll act as motivators, whether you're doing it with them or for them. Anytime you can get a community around you that supports you and your resolution that you feel accountable to, you're more likely to keep that resolution. And what I find most helpful, as always, is asking my better informed, deeper, non-conscious mind that I call Pathfinder. What is my most fulfilling path forward here? And I get the guidance I need to choose my resolutions. And if I find an obstacle to keeping my resolution, I just turn to my Pathfinder again and say, what is my most fulfilling path forward here? And I either get the guidance I need or the inner resources I need to transform the obstacle into an opportunity for fulfillment. It's ridiculous how powerful this Pathfinder's question is. If you need coaching in any area of your life and you like my approach to mindful pathfinding, contact me at mindfulpathfinding.com. And if you need more coaching on making and keeping resolutions right now, just click your heels together, say there's no place like home, and then listen to what my homies Rick and Frank have to share. Rick?
Good stuff, Peter. Wow, that's powerful. Thank you. So Frank, what do you have to say about this? I know you love this topic.
As a pedagogue, looking at children, regardless their background or culture, they do all one thing. They explore the world in a playful way, most of the time. They're all curious. Remember the time you asked your parents questions until they were fed up with it for that moment. Dad, why is the sky blue? You can remember those. Curiosity is a crucial key for development. When we grow older, we become more aware of who we are and what we want in life. What brings us happiness, abundance, love, and what not? We know what we are grateful for and what we're not grateful for. The process of self-awareness and self-discovery. Yeah, well, we are not alone in that one. We are part of nature, our culture, other people, etc. Many people want to grow consciously. They want to develop themselves, learn new skills, explore the world, find a better job, having new relations, whatever. They want to stay curious and want to improve themselves. So the drive for improvement is one of the most important motivators to make a resolution. But how do you make a resolution? There's a strategy that I discovered that is very, very effective. It consists of 5 steps. Here they are. Number 1, know what you want. What do you really want? Take time for that. If you say, I don't know what I want, I'll say, okay, that's a good starting point, because if you don't know what you want, you can look at the opposite, and maybe that's the thing you really want. Number two, define it. Write it down, as Peter just said. Write it down and be specific. It's very important. Imagine it, number three. While doing that, see it, feel it, smell it, hear it, touch it in your mind's eye. And imagine it, it is done. It's there. You have it, or you are it, whatever you want. Once you have done that, and now two important things are coming up. This is number four. Leave it alone. This is a process that is the work of the universe. Trust it. Let it go. Don't get involved. Number five. Allow it in. This is crucial. This is a very important step, because we need to be patient. And patience is not a best trait of most people. That's often not easy. And before you know, you're asking yourself, where is my stuff? It isn't happening in my life. I want it now. I want it now. Don't do that. Once you have ordered something at Amazon, are you constantly checking where is your stuff? You ordered it, you paid it, and you trust that you receive it. This process is often referred as the law of attraction. And we are going to discuss this law and other laws more in depth in other episodes. One day you receive what you've asked for because you have allowed it in. Congratulations. Now I'm looking at the sunny side of my life in everything. A part of my 22 promise is fulfilled. I'm doing it. I'm feeling it. But life is different. While I'm doing that, I will be challenged. People will comment on my attitude, my perception of life. Frank, don't you see that the economy is a mess, that there is a housing problem, that there's a lot of discrimination going on, and things like that? Read the paper, watch the news. What makes you so happy? We live in a world of contrast. That's a fact. So what will you do? To begin with, listen actively to what people have to say to you. Listen actively. What do you mean? Well, we talked about that extensively in episode 23, in which we gave you some practical suggestions on how to do that. But for now, look at the sunny side of everything in life. Rick, what are your thoughts?
Wow, good stuff, Frank. There's the formula. People, the formula. So I got a great story. When I first moved to the house we're in now, which is almost 20 years ago, two of my neighbors and I would go to a Gold's Gym nearby every Saturday morning at 7 o'clock. And we would play racquetball and we would train. And, you know, we had a lot of fun. It was a great group. So I got to know the trainers pretty well. And, you know, this is a funny story, because we used to get there at 7. A lot of the trainers were coming right from like the party on Friday night that they were all hanging out at. And they would come right to the gym in the morning. So, you know, many of them would, you know, be fresh from the party. So we had a lot of fun. So in January, it kind of, even if you take a step back in December, they would all say, oh, next week, it's going to be January, going to have all the new people here. So it's going to be tough to get a racquetball court, going to be tough to get a machine, because all the new people are going to be here. So, and then January would come and the gym would be packed and you couldn't get a court and you couldn't get a machine. So, you know, we'd be, you know, complaining all throughout January, the gym is packed, the parking lot's full, you got to walk a mile to your car. And then February would come and it would ease up a bit. And then by mid-March, it would be back to normal again, our normal, which was, okay, Saturday mornings, park right out front, come in 6:50, get your spot, get your court, get your machine. And so this went on and, you know, still goes on today. So it's not like anything there changed. Sometimes the faces, whatever. So, but the point is, you got to be consistent. whatever you're going to do, you know, we say New Year's resolutions. Now you notice title of this episode is not New Year's resolutions. It's just making and keeping resolutions. So I think that many of you who are watching and listening may be thinking, oh, well, because this is coming out early in the year, this is about New Year's. Well, no, it's about every day is a new day and a new year in your life. It's new in my life. Today, when I woke up, I only had one goal. My resolution was to be consistent. I learned in life that if I could do something that I wanted to accomplish and keep repeating the good behaviors and actions toward getting that, I would have a much better chance of achieving it. I'm a data guy. Look at the data. The data never lies, especially when you get to be my age. I think I'm the oldest in the room, right, amongst the three of us. But when you get up there, and yes, Carol did turn 60 yesterday, but when you're listening to this, it would have been in January. So my wife is now, I'm now married to a 60-year-old woman, which I never was before. So, but my message is to be consistent. The things that I do all the time get me to accomplishing, first making and then keeping resolutions. Pick something you're good at and you've made progress at before and experiment with that. If you want to go to a gym regularly, and you have never done it before, and you're, you know, getting up there in age, it's probably not something you're going to do unless you figure out how to do this one key thing. You've got to create a team. I know both Frank and Peter mentioned doing it with other people. You've got to work alongside people. You've got to have community accountability. I'll use the Road Ahead Cafe as an example. I had a podcast many years ago called the Marriage Boss Podcast. It was great. It was fun. I did all the work myself. It was a lot. And so when we created the Road Ahead Cafe, it kind of happened organically, but each one of us found the spot that we needed to be in, and we do the work. The three of us split it all up, and it's nothing but fun. And it's because why? Because we have a team. We also have accountability. I know what I have to do before Thursday mornings. Peter does his part. Frank does his part. We all magically work together. And this podcast becomes your gift from us. Why? Because we've made a resolution to make it happen, and we are accountable to our team. We love our team, and we love our audience. So for me, and I have a buddy, Rob, Rob Genovese, who just put this out. He said, don't make resolutions, make a revolution. So Rob, thank you for that one. We are going to make a revolution in 2022 with the Road Ahead Cafe. Peter, what are your final thoughts?
That's great stuff. Okay, so one other secret that I think would help you, certainly helps me, making and keeping resolutions, is to hear out whatever objections or opinions come from your inner voice, the part I call the gatekeeper, that get in the way of you keeping the resolution. Because the way your gatekeeper or brain happened to get wired over your life determines how easy or difficult it is for you to keep resolutions. And no matter what objections or negativity gatekeeper comes up with, instead of fighting it, I acknowledge it. I hear you. I wonder how Pathfinder is going to come up with a solution to this. And then I ask the Pathfinder's question. If you do that, you'll always find your resolutions keep themselves. And if you tune us in each week, we resolve to do our level best to help you level up your life. Rick?
Thank you, Peter. Terrific. Frank, what are your final thoughts?
With the help of your inner pathfinder, know what you want, define it, imagine it, leave the process alone, and allow it in. 5 steps, you can do it. You want to know more? Contact us on our website, or contact me on LinkedIn, or go to my website, www.frankwise, and book a 30-minute session with me or with the other guys. We are happy to meet you. And as always, what you think about and think about, you bring about. Have a wonderful day, and don't forget to subscribe. Thanks.
Good stuff, Frank. Thank you. So my final thoughts, when you go for consistency, it's easier, and get into a community, even if you have to make it, starting with just yourself. Thank you for joining us today on the Road Ahead Cafe. Remember, if you like us, subscribe. If you love us, make a quick selfie video right now to tell us why. Don't be shy. We look forward to getting together with you soon again next week. Until then, savor your day today.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Road Ahead Cafe. Hungry for more? Don't miss out. Follow this channel and be sure to subscribe to our email at theroadaheadcafe.com. Thank you for stopping by. See you next time.